When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and for content from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so
excited to come to church this morning. It's always a blessing, and something I really look forward to is coming to church and meeting with you all. Welcome the visitors. You're welcome to worship with us. This morning, just for a thought, I didn't really prepare anything, but that last song, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, just an amazing song. Can you imagine? Well, we can't imagine what Christ did for us and what he forgave us, along with the Sunday school lessons. Tremendous. And the verse, Jay, that you shared, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. That's what godliness is about, is forgiveness and being able to forgive. I used to think when I was a young man, we were part of different churches, and some harsh things happened in church, and some of the ministers were kind of harsh and cracked the whip and things like that. And I used to think, you know, man, those guys are godly. But since I realized, I learned that godliness is not harshness. Godliness is kindness and forgiveness and graciousness, extending grace to my brother and forgiveness. Okay, I'm not going to share a whole lot more. For announcements, we're going to have service here Wednesday evening. And we're looking for volunteers, I guess, especially for a leader, someone that wants to lead out and have devotion. So if you feel led, God is speaking to you, go for it. And also we need teachers for the children probably Wednesday night. So, yeah. And then just a few more here. We don't have a whole lot, but Alan Raber is having surgery Tuesday, and he's a little bit anxious about that, so let's remember Alan in prayer as he goes in for his surgery. I think he's taking his gallbladder out. And then also let's pray for Mose and Amanda. Mose is still not feeling well. He's a little bit dizzy and so on, so let's remember him in prayer. I'll open it up for announcements at this time. Anybody have an announcement? I think Ryan had something he wanted to share, right? I guess I kind of put him on the spot. If he's got to share something now.
Okay, so yesterday at our men's meeting, Roger brought up about, so this next week, the youth group from here and New Life is going to go down to Belize to do some concreting. And so he had brought up about if they were going to do a certain part of the hill and what it would take to just finish the rest of the drive. And Roger, we're not trying to run a view ahead of all at all. So, okay, so here's sort of what we talked about this morning was, so I called Dad this morning then, and he said it would take roughly around 2,500, he said, to get it done, to get it out, to finish the rest of it. And he said, obviously, if they don't do it now, it probably never will get done. And so we would propose to take $2,500 out of the mission fund, and then we would wire that down to them in Belize so that they have that to finish that project. And just to give you an update, as far as the mission fund goes, if I'm correct, there's like 6,100, and that yesterday we received that check of $5,000, so that would put it up to a little bit over 11,000. So I think there should be enough funds there to cover that. And just to clarify, if I have it correct, so the check that we received yesterday, right, Laverne, you said it is from the lawyer who was doing the work of the church's side here, if I understand it correctly. Instead of sending them a bill, he donated that to the church here. And so we're very grateful for that. And us as a men decided to put that into the mission fund. That way it gets used for a purpose. There is a cause behind it, worth it, versus just putting it into the general fund. And so, yeah, could we do a raise of hands? Would everybody be approved with doing that, with taking $2,500 out of the mission fund to complete the concrete work? Okay, very good. Thank you for that, and we'll proceed with that.
Along with what Ryan said, us, as me and Ruth Ann, the boys, Lynn and Britt, and 25 youth are headed to Belize. I have plans of going Wednesday morning, so I won't be here Wednesday evening. And I'll be down there to start prepping that driveway for concrete. The other youth are leaving Saturday morning, and then we're staying for a week, heading back home the following Saturday. So if you think about it, pray for us as we go, and especially just pray that everything will go according to plan at the airport, especially at the airport with immigration, all that stuff. I know, yeah, it's different when you're flying out of the country. So if you think about it this week, next week, pray for us as we go, pray for safety, pray that we can just be a light to the people in Belize. Also want to say, I was not here Monday. I want to say thank you to everyone that helped us as food committee, us and Laverne's. Laverne, thank you for being here. There was other men, other ladies that helped make food. Lonnie, I shouldn't even mention names. But everybody that helped or was here to help, we say thank you from the food committee. Thank you.
Along with what Jay said, I think we should have after the message, have a special prayer for Henry and Josh and Jay and Ruth Ann and their family as they go to Belize. Yeah, just for safety and that they can be a light to those people in Belize.
Okay, along with that, I forgot to announce we were going to have sharing time, and then also we were going to have small group revealing after that. So we might be here a while, but that's okay. Okay, were there any other announcements from anybody? Okay, well, if not, we're looking forward to a message from Tyler. Maybe we'll ask Tyler to come up and we'll pray and turn the time over to him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege of coming together this way in a land of freedom that we can gather together and listen to your word and hear your word. And we just ask God that you would anoint Tyler with a special anointing today, bless his lips that he might speak your word and your will to us. And Lord, may we receive it in our heart like good seed that it might grow up, bringing forth abundance. Just pray a blessing on each one of us, and your spirit, may it have free course here. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.